as it breathes. I am no, no power of my own. I have no,
I have no,
I have no
power of my own.
So I confess,
I confess
to you,
Holy Spirit.
I was challenged by this topic coming up the third time these 3 weeks, and I just started to realize that there is so much that we can hear, but the Holy Ghost does not help somebody. You just keep hearing and still be circling around the same circle you'll be circling around. You can just hear and then it will still pass. So I guess maybe that's one of the reasons why the Holy Ghost brought this topic again. At some point we have to see our insufficiencies. What yesterday when Pastor Chimobi was talking, I had a lot of things going on in my head. Because what makes one person actually better than the other? What is it? What do you know? And I realized that at the end of the day, it's God. It's God. One more time, let's just sing this song. I have no. Numbers chapter 12. I will probably read from verse 1, at least 1 to 10. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. They three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, now I want us to take note of verse 5 and verse 6. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words, for if there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid? to speak against my servant Moses. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. So far, we've had a lot of these teachings for 2 weeks. This is the third week, and this is the second day. So I kind of wrote down a number of things that I try to do my own studies. That's a science system, to find out exactly why one person is more preferred. Now, if you read this story, because sometimes if you don't know why, you would assume that it's either God just decided to just choose people, or he's partial. But it's not exactly so, because if you look between the lines, you find out that there were actually reasons why there was one person that was preferred over the other. Now, if you read this story, you will realize that at some point, Miriam and Aaron, they got offended. Moses had been the one heading everything and heading. And as Pastor Chimobi said yesterday, it's not as if Moses was a great person. You know, he initially, when God told him, he ran out and tried to do it by himself. So it's not as if I don't know, maybe in the human eye, because I can also remember that one of the things Pastor Chimobi said yesterday was that many of these criteria are not physical, that they are spiritual. So there was nothing to their normal human understanding that was the reason why God would consistently insist on going through Moses to them. Why would it always be Moses? Is it that? And it's not as if Moses was the only one. There was Aaron, and she was there. And trust us women, we have our wahala too. So she was not bothered. She was really bothered, sorry. She was wondering why it had to be Moses. I'm a prophetess. Why can't the Lord come through me? If you bring it home, you would realize that there are people that, it's not as if we're not doing the same thing. It's not as if she's a prophet, I'm a prophet. He's a prophet, I'm a prophet. She's a prophetess, I'm a prophetess. What makes the difference? So one person can, and because you don't understand the mystery that is making the person like that, you begin to fight against what you don't understand. And when you fight it like that, the end of this story said Miriam was leprous. She went white. God had so much chosen Moses that God came by himself and called the conversation. I told us to take note of the book of verse 5. He said, and the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud. Now, many times God will just, you know, but this one by himself, he came down in the pillar of the cloud to defend Moses. So there must be something that was peculiar, that God was willing to come down by himself and then call the court case between Moses, Aaron and Miriam, and him being the judge. And he said, because let's read it again, he said, look at all the speech that God had to make on that day. He said, hear my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. Now, what is this trying to say? Does it mean that Miriam was not a prophetess? Let me read it in case if you didn't hear. He said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. For me, is the last phrase. There is a measure of faithfulness that God finds in a man that makes it look as if he takes that man indispensable. And God doesn't just believe in people because their faces look nice. He has tested and tried them over time. So much so that at certain times, he's ready to come by himself and defend their faithfulness. Against whoever is standing up and saying, okay, he's not, what qualifies him? What makes him worthy of it? What, those kinds of fights is God by himself. Because I realize that spirits are not like us, that are fickle. And then if we have friends who, when matters get serious, we can leave them and escape. They are not like that. When it seems as if people are challenging the authority that they've given to you, they come by the, he, God, will come by himself and say, no, this one. He will make a speech on behalf of the person. There are things that challenge me. Yeah? What is Moses? If it were by many other standards, I think there are better persons than Moses. But when God chooses a man, he works with the man long enough, and then by many things, he tries the person's heart. He tries the person's works. He tries everything the person is doing. And then when he finds that person faithful, he can stand by you through everything. And it doesn't matter the people that are standing in place and saying, no, we don't want this one for this particular post. It's not, we are talking about divine election. I'm going somewhere. This thing is not for this person. What makes this person worthy of this thing? God by himself will say, this one, he has been faithful in all my house. And so, even if at some point that position, that election was not exactly supposed to be you, but God can trust a faithful man than to trust thousands of other persons that he does not know. Because that faithful man, even if he's dying, Pastor Chimobi was making an example yesterday of the fact that Moses stood and said, these people, don't wipe them. You think that God did not know he would be like that? See, in the end, God is all knowing, and most of this knowledge he gets by day-to-day interactions with us, and most of them are foreknowledges that he has. So it means that he knows Moses, he knows the texture of his heart, he knows that this guy is faithful. I've handed many things in my house into his hands, and none did I encounter loss in. It's just like those men that were giving talents. This one now, if I commit this thing into his hand, he can keep it. Do you know what it is to lead a million, how many people out of Egypt? For so long, he coordinated their mistakes, their carelessness, their outright stubbornness. I mean, those guys, they have luck, it's not me. At some point, I'll be like, I'm not doing it again. Let's just, this thing now, let's just close. Everybody, just go to your house. Why you be stressing me like this? No. Sincerely. What happened? You will tell them do like this. It's as if they are remote control. They just want to try this one. You say move like this, they move like this. You say touch this one, they touch that one. Moses just went up, they did idol. This one, everywhere, they were everywhere. Now, take all of us as we are like this. We have different personalities, different. Some of us know the yes, some of us the yes, some of us the yes more. We just have different wahala on our own. Yeah? Then one person was coordinating millions. He would just wake up one day and mad and say, I'm not doing it. Go.
But God's witness, God's report about the guy was that he was what? Was faithful in all my house. It's not as if he could not leave it. Person no go die. It's not his father's. It's his father's house. But I know what I'm saying. It's not like it's do or die. If it doesn't work, you leave it and do another thing. But there are people that if you commit something to them, you know that even if they are dying, they cannot leave it. You know that even if many times I don't want to use our father in the Lord, for example, because we know these things. Even if things are going wrong, there are certain times I used to be like, if it's me, I say, God, that's why I'm in process. God is just working on my heart. I'll not tell you anything. I'll just leave you and be going. This life, this journey is head to head. Everybody will survive by the person's self. But our father, he'll be just bothered. You say, chat this person up. Tell him that you'll be so bothered and bothered down to your work life. Like, you don't have work. He's that bothered. As I'm saying this thing, sometimes we really need to check. Because if God is committing, if an election is done and God is committing certain positions to us, there are many, many requirements that He is assured that at no point will you drop it and escape. You will think you will not do it. You've not had stiff-necked people. Sometimes I'm saying these people, hey. But Moses was faithful. Some people are so faithful that they come back with extra. That's what that parable was saying. He said the one that was giving five, he made extra. How faithful have we been with the little things that has been committed into our hands? Little spiritual realities like this. Somehow, some people have said coming under you and said doing mama. Somehow, people have started noticing that, okay, you have something. And then, you know. Some of us have been here for 3 years. Week in, week out, bed pants. One thing every week, and Moses had been faithful in all my house. Let the Holy Ghost carry your spirit and your mind as wide as it can reach. Let's read Luke chapter 16. Luke 16, verse 10. Okay, probably we'll just read it down. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? Some of us are saying election, I want to move. There is a position, there is a throne, there is a realm, there is. The last position you held, what did you do? How was it? You know, you cannot tell, you don't know your report in heaven. It's on earth that they will just clap for you and say, hi, this sister, she's really doing well. Wonderful thing. Some things I used to be yeah, even me, I used to fear. I said, go finish, not rough time because. And because it's the truth. You'll be here, it'll be clapping for you. You don't know that the last position you are veering for price. They say price, new one. You are just, your heart is just longing for new one. That last one you held. Let me bring it home. Pastor Jimo, we talked about intercession, so let me leave intercession. But I know that there are several of us that one intercession. See, I'm not exactly preaching because I know how much I've defaulted this thing I'm saying. I'm not in a hurry to tell you that there are things I know, intercessions, people I know. If I pray today, tomorrow, something, I don't know. And then I'm just looking at the situation and I'm saying, this election, what if God now opens my former record of the last post I held and I say, okay, oh, this is what we gave this one. And then this is the resources we made available for her to use and do this one. So how much were you faithful in that one? Bible says that he that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. But the one that is not faithful, faithfulness doesn't really matter whether it's little or much. Faithfulness is faithfulness. Faithfulness is faithfulness. If it's small, at least there is hope. Somebody that is even faithful in little has a stronger heart. The fact that some of us are offended that there are many heights and levels and realms that you've not started doing many things, maybe holding mic and doing many of these mighty things. Those people that are holding it, now so their wahala big. Yes, the bigger your wahala, the bigger your faithful. Like, as big as you are, that's how big your problems are. If you are small, at least that small one, you know you've not managed it well. Some of us, those at least intercession, we've not done it well. Faithfully pray for this person 6 hours. 6 hours is too much. I'm sorry. But yeah, faithfully pray for this person 30 minutes. Sometimes you pray today, will not pray tomorrow. You pray, you will not pray. You fast, you will not fast. And you are just that unstable. And an election is coming. God said by himself, gave a report about somebody. That statement is big. They did not people, it's not people that said it. That was what God by himself came down to tell most Aaron and Miriam. That in all my house, Moses, I found Moses faithful. Let's read 2 Timothy 2. Let's read from verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. What makes things to come down to us in the measure that they should is because there were people that were faithful
as they received, they were faithful in little, and it matured. That small they had matured and matured and matured, and they were following it faithfully to the point where they can now exactly teach what they know. You cannot teach what you do not manage. It's the truth. It's the truth. You will say many things, and it will not help anybody. But if you know exactly how you did this one and did it and came here and you got this one correct and this is how you did it, you can exactly teach. Sometimes I used to wonder. It's just that recently God has started raising many persons that are learning the art of faithfulness. If not, we would have lost many things. There are many realities in God that we are lost because the people that were committed the thing were not faithful. Somebody was saying something somewhere, I think it was Bojo Stacy, was saying something about Jacko, that he had a healing ministry that nobody has ever really replicated the exact kind. I don't have anything to say about it. I'm just saying that if things are going to be passed down, then there has to be a faithful man that stewarded it and then handed it over. That prophetic grace, there might be somebody else that is coming into it that needs to learn at your hand and probably replicate the exact thing that you've been doing. So how much of it have you handled, and have you faithfully been able to accomplish? Let me run away. The second point I want to raise, let's read Genesis 18. Genesis 18:17. Probably let's read from verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a mighty and great nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed by him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Let's read James 2:23. Just hold that place, and then let's read James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. There are certain people that my second point is divine pleasure. There are people that give God pleasure. There are people that God can call his friends. And these points I'm noting are points that if there is an election, there are people that will not exactly be left behind. Abraham was called the friend of God. God was so pleased with Abraham.
God was so pleased with Abraham. And many of these things, many of the pleasure that God had from Abraham was because Abraham was willing to do anything for God. In fact, it streamed down from the initial point of faithfulness. Because when he came to the point when God actually asked him to sacrifice his son, it mattered to him, but it didn't matter to him too. He was willing to do anything. And then God himself brought out himself. If you note in these 2 points, God by himself brings out himself for these people. Like, God puts a stake on their head by himself. Said, and let me read it. 2:23. And he was called the friend of God. Are you a friend of God? Do you even understand the depth of responsibility that comes with that kind of friendship? Listen, I'm saying, you would say many times, say, yes, we are children of... I didn't say you are not a child of God. I didn't even say you are not a son of God. You can be a son of God, a child of God, a servant of God, and many things. But these men, they were on those other levels, but they were friends of God. There was a scripture, let me see. Says, I no longer call you slaves, I call you, I think it's John 15. Okay, I think it's 15. Let's read from verse 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Now, let's take notes. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. I hope we are taking notes. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. The last scripture we read said that there was nothing that happened. God said, how can I do this thing without telling Abraham, my friend? That even this election, there are positions that will be advertised in the spirit. It will seem as if the Holy Ghost rush to come and show it to you first. You don't understand what I'm saying. Many people might not know that certain things happened, and now there is vacancy in the spirit. Suddenly you are praying, and in that communication, the Holy Ghost says, I want to tell you something. There's a space. Do it like this. How can there be something like this and I will not tell you? I want to be a child of God. I want to be a son of God. I also want to be a servant of God. But I want to be a friend of God. There are no best friends that don't tell their friends things. He will as much as tell you the secrets to the price. He will tell you what to do. He will give you exact instruction, because he has seen the template. He knows the answers. He knows the exam that is being set. So he knows what you ought to do. So he will say, I need to go and tell this guy. He's too eligible. I can't know. This guy is my friend. I don't know what I am. Probably I need to ask the Lord. But I want to be a friend of God. There is this intimacy in the heart. He knows that while you are
He knows your pursuit is not because you want to be big. He knows what you are pursuing is not, you don't veer for positions because you want to be another big person. He knows your heart. He knows that what you seek is him. There's no friend that will not come to you like that. Because at this point of friendship, he has tried your heart. He knows that motive, that thing that is making you sick. So he can't be your friend. You can as much be his son. Of course, you will call him father. He can call you, he can give you work to do. You are his servant. You're serving him excellent. But you can't be someone's friend that does not know that your heart is bound to him. Bible was speaking of the friendship between Jonathan and David. He said their hearts were bound together. Nothing will pass. You will not, there's no way you will not know. I don't know, maybe it's me that don't know my heart, but I know I'm not looking for many things. If God can know that from my heart of hearts that it is him that I want, is it does not matter what he brings or what he does not bring. It does not matter what people say or what they don't say. It does not matter if I know I've offended him. It does not matter whether people say I'm the best thing that has happened to the world. I will still go back and beg. Because I know that my service is not to those people. I have a friend that I must retain his relationship. If we don't have that heart, there are many things will be happening in the spirit. We will not be aware, because God cannot hurry and tell you. He knows that if he tell you, you will just collect the thing and escape. Yes, I've seen even in this our general world today, people have become so darkened in their hearts that people that they call their best friends, they can stab you. They can poison you. So say God will try. He will test you. He will let you go down many times. He will let you look as if you don't have sense many times, so that maybe you are happy about the fact that people can say that, "Kai, this person is very big and is very deep and is very." There are times when it looks as if, but I know Bible. I thought I used to know. Mama said the last time that God never shamed you before. I did tell you. You'll be so blank. You see yourself, wait though. I know it will look as if your head blanked. And then it will look as if you know who you used to be that time. You used to roar, everything will shake. And then suddenly it will look as if a season came upon you. You cannot explain what is happening. You cannot, you before, if you just pray, you can just do your spirit like this and find one or two stuff. People that know this thing I'm saying, they know. As you just close your eye, in 10 minutes, your spirit has, you can capture this one. Suddenly, you will pray and say, "God, what did I do?" We pray. So sometimes you even start crying. Do you know, this thing I'm saying is so organic that if you don't know it, you don't know it. You'll be crying. Say, God, I beg now. And for me, if I'm praying, and I don't really feel like I'm going back and forth, I don't know how to explain it. Like, if I'm praying and I feel like I'm just the only one talking, it makes me feel as if I'm strong. I don't know how to explain it. Makes me feel as if the thing will not be dragging. Will not be like somebody that is dragging one leg like this. But if I'm praying and the thing is, and then it will be sweet, you know. But there are times when you are praying, the thing is so dry. I will not cry. Oh, God do not do anything. Next time I will not go again. I keep crying. But in those times, God is actually just trying your heart. It's not like, so if I don't come now, so you will not pray. See, I believe God makes people friends. I believe it. And as much as we to have emotions and feelings, there are times when we can actually feel His heart. So that when we are praying certain intercessions, it's as though your heart will crack. It's those times that you understand when Papa is praying like this, and it will seem as if the energy that is coming from Him can burst the ground. It's inside, the soul is traveling. His heart has touched the burdens that God is feeling. Don't agree to be normal. Like don't agree to just be. There are levels of religiosity itself. There are levels, that place you are insulting those your people in your former church that they are too religious. It's possible you are there, but maybe on another level. Yes. No, sincerely. Because maybe every day we just come and do bed pants, we pay. You know that there's nothing. See, work with God. Christianity is organic, is a flow, is something that is alive. So if you don't have it, cry, real cry. Ha, like real cry. In fact, actually, how we're supposed to be is that as you grow, is not that you now became, your face now became more serious, or you now became more, as you grow, you now become more intimate, more the thing now advances. In fact, if you are also at a particular level for long, you also need to cry. Because what makes God, and what makes Christianity not just a religion, is that we are advancing in the spirit. Because God is in realms and dimensions and different changing faces. That every moment you appear before Him, He changes again. Every time you come, He changes again. Every time you come, so you are kept on your toes. Don't agree to just be marking time Christianity because we're in Revival Hub and we're doing bear pants. You come, you do car in the afternoon, you do another car and go. Hey, yesterday when Pastor Sumo was talking about eye service, I don't know, but if you, hey, what is inside, what is pushing you, did not allow you to notice that people noticed you. Yes, now is you are not moving. Now check it. Somebody that is religious that just comes to come and do bedpans 1 hour prayer and this one prayer has time. You have strength. You have strength to be
doing that one so that the day Papa pray, you know, the day Papa come, you pray, the day the world move, you know, move, the day you have strength. You are, your sight is down. There are people that they do not, they are not, and it's not their fault. They are not trying to please you. There is where their call is. Something is calling them. Eh? Something is calling them. See, those guys are friends of God. It doesn't matter what God is doing. And that's when little times that before I used to, because me, I don't used to assume I know things. I used to wonder why people just stay, do not be praying, do not stop, do not start praying. And I realized that it's possible that at some point their friend they just realized that he just distracted them small. See, let's just talk small. What do you think? And within those 15 minutes, you can know things. Prayer will no more be a chore. Some of see, you know sincerely now that prayer is work. Now I'm not saying prayer is not work. I don't know how to explain. You know that it's now a chore, as in by 30 minutes in a as in you're not dragging yourself. Finally, as we pray, Proverbs 20. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. Isaiah 16:5. And in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David. Isaiah 16:5. Judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. Now there are two things consistent here. My third point is mercy. Can do everything, you know, and you can know everything. Sometimes I even notice people that know that this makes too much mistake. Yes, you know, it's not as if you don't know. I know this. Why am I making this mistake? The throne of a king is upholded by mercy. Where you are and the position that God wants to take you, you will sit on the throne by mercy, and then you will move to your next level also by mercy. I've looked at David up and down like this. Maybe we should just read one thing about David and then. David, 2 Samuel 7. Second Samuel 7. 8. Now therefore, so shall thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest. And I've cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight, and I've made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I command judges to be over my people of Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish this kingdom, his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men, but my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, thy throne shall be established forever. So God admitted that why Saul failed, he took it. What do you want to do with a merciless head? Jesus, you know, I think there was even a time we had this argument in Betarama Bible study. Why was Saul so different from David? What did Saul do so wrong? What exactly did Saul do so wrong that David, you know, his wahala did not do? So much so that this mercy was now a covenant that was cut with his generations. But God took away mercy for one person. See, it's God that will decide. If you struggle with that mercy, you will know what is suffering. People will labor. Some people will pray 5 hours for what. I'm not saying it's not good to labor. I know what I'm saying. But for one thing, you will try see what. Somebody did not do. He just has mercy. Hey. We are going to pray, oh, like we are really going to pray. Let's read 1 Kings 3 verses. And Solomon said, thou hast shewed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. Thou hast kept for him this great kindness. Thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. We are going to pray. I think I'm done. Let's read Psalm 30. Verse 10, we use it and pray. I hope I'm correct. See, we are going to pray for many things, but thrones are kept by mercy. Faithfulness can only even be by mercy. It's mercy. In the end, is mercy. We're going to use this scripture to pray. We're going to ask God that let there not be a time that I will appear that I will not find your help. Make a covenant of mercy with me. Let it extend beyond me. But before you start extending it, cut the covenant first with yourself. God, my strength may be small, but I know that there is a place where your mercy can amplify the works that I do. Your mercy can make my labors amplified. Your mercy can bring reward for every labor that I labor. Jesus, Sai de Kapapataya, Peretetias, Avena Pampe. Jesus, don't leave my head merciless. Let every day new mercies, Jesus, new mercies. Amendes, Quati Kapa, Pretete Kapa, the mercies that orders the steps of men. The message that brings men to the right places that they should be at the time that they should be there. The message that brings men to the things that they ought to do. The message that gives men instructions that order their life into accuracy. Find mercy over my life. Patatai, etepo, papa, 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 apokataka, oatate, etete, etete. Oh my God, a benefit sun in a bombala sabedakaya and then a pekumakatia. Let me find favor in your sight. And pokataya if atia etea and pomamante and probo papai a pakatia ka and oh my God, a woman sabe. Smear me with your mercy. Oh my God. The mercy that comes as wisdom. There's a mercy that comes as instruction. You just know what you have to do. You know the next step to take for the next level. And even in the crossroads of confusion, the mercy that navigates a man on the right path. That it is almost difficult to see mistakes. Find me. My kateko. The mercy that amplifies the mercy that establishes thrones. Apuratia tamai, apokapo, apokapo, apokapapapapai. Oh God, atele, sapila taya, efete ba, ba. The things that are mine will always find me. The things that are mine will always find me. The things that are mine will always find me. can cast your offerings and your offerings. We meet again tomorrow by 5.
Came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant Apostle Edu Dechukwu with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.